The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, has said it's not terribly concerned about another power shortage, although the grid operator is still asking people to conserve power until it warms up a little. ERCOT declined to talk about preparations in a taped interview Wednesday, but the outgoing message on spokesperson Dottie Rourke's voicemail said they'd be keeping a close eye on the grid.
Because any unexpected major losses of generation could suddenly force operators and utilities to have to resort to emergency procedures to avoid an uncontrolled statewide blackout.
In an email exchange yesterday, Rourke said several things were different this week compared to last Wednesday. For one, ERCOT has 7,000 megawatts of reserve power scheduled for this morning. That's enough extra juice to power about 1.5 million homes in extreme temperatures. It also happens to be about the same amount of generation that went offline unexpectedly last Wednesday, leading to rolling blackouts. ERCOT says more than 1,500 megawatts of that remains offline. Carlos Cordova is a spokesman for Austin Energy. He says the grid normally has reserves set aside, but last week was unusual.
ERCOT overall does have a high reserve margin. What it didn't expect was, you know, for power plants to stop working.
This time, ERCOT says, for the most part, its reserves are spinning, that is, already up and running. That's supposed to head off problems with starting up power plants in cold weather. And power generators say they've taken steps to head off any problems, too. Dave Knox is a spokesman for power plant operator NRG Energy. He says they only had one major cold-related problem last week that forced a plant offline. There were a few other problems at smaller plants, but Knox says they've addressed most of those.
The baseload plants are all running at capacity right now. And we are running with everything that we have available. We'll be making available to ERCOT to meet whatever demand they have.
If the precautions ERCOT and power generators have taken are not enough, and there's an energy emergency similar to last week's, people can expect a similar response. Here in Austin, where some electric customers dealt with repeated outages, some lasting more than an hour at a time, it would mean more of the same. Again, Austin Energy's Carlos Cordova.
As of right now, none of the protocols have been changed.
Austin City Council members, as well as state lawmakers and power regulators, are all demanding answers. The council is scheduled to get a briefing from Austin Energy officials later today on the utility's response to last week's power crisis. Matt Largy, KUT News.